Yeah, and the latest on cricket with Brad Haddin. G'day, Hads.
Morning, guys. How you going?
Good, mate. How are you travelling? I saw you down at Matador Cup the other, or last Friday it was, and New South Wales had a good win, mate. They've turned things around.
Yeah, they have. They started the tournament slow, but they started to play a good brand of cricket over the last couple of games. So it's an important one, I think, today for them.
Yep.
Whoever wins goes through to the semi, and I think big Josh Hazlewood's back as well. So it's going to be a good game down there at Jamoy.
Yeah, he was expected to play, I think, last Sunday, but they've given him more time off. So you're right. It's pretty simple, that equation, Brad. Today, you win and you make it through to the three, isn't it? You've got to be in the top three. The winner goes gifted into the final and the other two play off.
Yeah, you're right. I think Queensland have gone straight through, and Josh has had his workloads peaking for the right time. So that's good. He's missed a couple of games, but he's going to be an important part for the New South Wales team today. So it should be a good place. Good place to have a beer down there, Slut.
Yeah, absolutely. Heads, Joe Burns, Khawaja dropped for that last test match in Sri Lanka. Do you expect them to regain their spots?
I expect Khawaja to come straight back in.
Yeah.
I thought he did an outstanding job in New Zealand and in Australian conditions last year. I'd expect him to hold Sean Marsh, to be perfectly honest, but at opener. But I hear he's...
hamstring.
Done his hamstring again, the poor kid. It seems to happen to him every time. It looks like a position open to him. So I hope he gets that right. But I think Burns could be under pressure from a few young guys in Bancroft and maybe even Curtis Patterson.
Is Bancroft looks to be more longer form player than a short form player of the game. Brad, what are your early thoughts regarding him?
No, that's 100%. I did some coaching with the Australian A team, and Bancroft was there. I was highly impressed with him. He's got a great love for Test cricket. He ticks every box with the passion he shows. His work ethic. So we just need him now to score some big runs, and he'll be straight into that Australian team, because he's as passionate as I've seen any young bloke around about getting that baggy green.
Mate, I'm excited about the summer. Faf du Plessis, we just played a grab from him. He's respectful of Australia, obviously, and playing here is very difficult for them, but I don't think they fear Australia like they used to.
I think they would have got a lot of confidence out of the one-day series over in South Africa with the 5-0 win. It'll be a different Australian team once you roll Stark, Hazlewood, and hopefully Siddle's back for that as well. But, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how that pink ball reacts. The South African players played against it in the A series, and they were pretty comfortable with it. I think it's going to be a cracker of a series. And I think Faf du Plessis is just trying to wind everyone up. You know how you go before a test series where everyone's trying to get that little edge and throw that little dart at each other. So, yeah, there'll be a different Australian team once Stark gets back.
Yeah, the Aussies are favourites at tab.com.au for that first test. $2, the draw $4.25. South Africa at $3 at tab.com.au. Brad, it looks like the world is starting to embrace the pink ball, whether they like it or not. They can understand it's a way forward. Are you getting that sort of feeling?
Yeah, 100%. I think it's good for Test cricket. I was a bit shocked, to be honest, that there wasn't more crowds over in Dubai for it.
Yes.
But I thought that would have been a perfect place for the crowds to come in after work when it's not so hot and enjoy some Test cricket. But the pink ball's here to stay. I really enjoyed watching it, to be perfectly honest. I would have liked to play it, but I couldn't hold on long enough just to have one crack with it. So, I think it's here to stay, and I think it's a good thing for cricket.
I don't know how much you can say about it, mate, but the inquest last week was obviously an uncomfortable experience for everyone involved, and you were involved on day one.
Yes, it was a horrible week for everyone. Not in the least the Hughes family having to revisit that awful day. I just hope that the family get the results they want out of it and can get some as much closure as they possibly can on a horrible incident.
Yeah, it was. Mate, the inquest, as far as the coroner was concerned, I mean, obviously from a public point of view, we chatted so much about sledging. We chatted so much about a short pitched attack to Philip Hughes. But over the 5 days, that was what was getting reported. I guess that's the general public interest. But I think it was more about the safety of the workplace, Brad.
Yeah, it was. It was more trying to improve the safety around the game. My understanding with response times and having and doctors and ambulances close by, from the players that went in the stand, I won't lie, it was a horrible experience. But as I said at the start, if the family get the results and the closure they need, well, it's all been worth it.
Mm. And Hads, just on today, mate, New South Wales to beat Western Australia?
Oh, 100%. Oh, I think it'll be a cracking day down there. It's a great place to play cricket. It's a very picturesque ground. So, yeah, I think it'll New South Wales should be too strong.
Yeah, and you're playing Big Bash, aren't you? So you've got to get back into training.
Yeah, I've actually had a hit this week with the Canberra team in the Futures League. So, mate, I got a couple of runs.
Did you?
On day one, and I cannot move. I'm nowhere. I'm no good to anyone in the field over the next 3 days. There's a reason I
get you in the glutes. Gets you in the glutes, doesn't it?
Mate, I'm hurting in muscles I didn't even know I had.
Hey, Brad, we had Michael Clarke on yesterday. We had a really good yarn to him. Of course, he's on the publicity trail at the moment. What's the current player's reaction to the book? Have you been knocking around with them? Have you read too many of the pages yet?
No, I've read little bits, but the thing about bringing out a book, that's your view. That's how you've seen things. And no matter who it is, people will agree with it and people won't agree with it. But that's your view on events. So, it'll be an interesting read for everyone.
Have you got a book yet?
Yeah, it's about a month away. I can't release it when Michael releases.
No.
Oh, yeah. So you've got one coming out?
Yeah, I have.
Awesome.
It's a bit of a different cricket book, to be honest, Slats.
Yeah.
It's more of what we went through when Mia was ill and coming back from the game.
Okay.
From there, so it's not your traditional cricket book.
No, yeah, personal tale, so to speak, mate.
Yeah, a little bit different.
Yeah.
Good on you, mate. Well, we'll obviously chat in the lead up to that. And
yeah.
We'll be fantastic. Good on you, Brad.
No worries. Thanks, guys.
Well done, Hads. See you soon, mate.